David Gilmour and Roger Waters were in which rock group to save your legacy on Overdrive?
Crosby, Stills, no. Nash.
You're a moron!
Would you stop with the "you're a moron" thing after?
That's Pink Floyd, dude.
Pink Floyd.
Oh, yeah, I know Pink Floyd.
In which decade did golfer Jerry Player last win the British Open? Which decade?
That's a brutal
Jerry
question.
Player.
70s.
Yes, guys! He's back. He's back, baby. Here's our hockey insider, Bob McKenzie. What's up, Bob?
Did you say Jerry Player?
Yeah, that's right.
No one's name is Gary on this show. It always is replaced with Jerry.
I did not know that. That's good to know, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Jerry Lawless, we're going to have him on at some point. Yeah. We love Jerry. Yep.
Yeah.
Jerry Roberts.
My son Sean's got a dog in my name, Jerry.
There you go. Exactly.
Has that dog made it to the cottage yet?
Yeah.
Oh, you're softening, Bobby.
Did you see Sean? He posted a pic recently. No tarp.
Was that ever a staged pic? At the cottage was the underwriting, okay.
Ducky's got to teach him how to do the back shot where you can pump up the traps.
Did you take that picture, Bob, for him? Or
no, I wasn't. I haven't seen the cottage. I don't even know what it looks like.
Okay. So where's your excitement level? Is it more for the UFAs or for the RFAs?
For vacation time, all that other stuff is just standing in the way.
Right.
I don't think the RFAs. Well, again, I'm not to throw gas on a fire here, but I mean, unless there's an offer sheet, I'm not necessarily anticipating. I'm not saying you might not get an RFD or two signing between now and Monday, but there's a very good chance, absent an offer sheet, that we're going to be talking about this when I come back from vacation after Labor Day.
Really? Like league-wide you're talking? Multiple guys, like big guys that just are not willing to take the deal?
I'm sure the teams are working at it. They're trying to get it done because it would be better to get it done sooner rather than later so teams have a better handle on how all the pieces fit together. And maybe I'll be surprised. Maybe there'll be a whole rash of signings here, and maybe I'll be surprised and there'll be an offer sheet. But I'm sticking with the healthy dose of skepticism. And again, is there a realistic possibility that an offer sheet could come down this year more than other years? Yeah, I would say there probably is. Do I think? Absolutely. We'll be talking about an offer sheet here on Monday or Tuesday. Maybe, but I'm not holding my breath. And then again, I could be way, way, way off. And as I said, all of us, myself, Darren Dreger, Pierre LeBrun, I'm sure other insiders for other networks and outlets, we've all talked to teams over the course of the year who said, yeah, this is the year. This is the year we're going with it as a strategy. And so, you take it on a little bit of faith, but I'm still very much part of that group that says it's easy to talk about doing it. It's another thing to do it. And hey, listen, if they do, great. There's lots of news to talk about and who it is and all of that. I know for obvious reasons, on our station, this station, in Toronto, all the focus is obviously on Marner, but I mean, there's lots of other places that could get dinged with an offer sheet if, in fact, one's going to exist. And as I said, I'm going to be relatively skeptical until I see it.
Well, so what's the reason, Bob, that teams are finally considering it? Is it just because of the names that are potentially available?
I think it's a multi thing, multiple reasons. It's number one, the quality of the player and the quantity. The quality and quantity of this year's restricted free agent class is intriguing. The fact that we've got teams that are now maybe more than ever up against the cap in a very modest increase and maybe a fear that that's going to be the same thing a year from now. So it just seems like the conditions have never... And probably a sense of some teams thinking, you know what, we're just silly not to. We're just, it's a tool in the toolbox and nobody uses it. Why not go for it? I think time to be more aggressive. But as I said, it's one thing to talk a good game, good offer sheet game. It's another thing to actually take the plunge. And so I guess we'll find out soon enough.
Bobby, doesn't it seem like Colorado is, I don't know what they're up to, but they're setting up for something big. I mean, they seem to be clearing cap space. I don't know if they're hot after Panarin, but they seem like they have some big plans ahead of them.
Well, they're interested in Panarin. I don't think there's any doubt about that. There's conflicting reports as to whether he was in Denver talking to them or whether his agent, Theofanis, was in Denver talking to them. But the bottom line is Colorado Avalanche have interest in Panarin. They've got tons and tons and tons of cap room, as you outlined. They just opened up some more with Soderberg being traded. And I think, you know, with the kind of team that they've got, where they've got MacKinnon, they've got Landeskog, they've got Rantanen, and all, and they've got to sign Rantanen, and a big chunk of their cap space is, or not the majority of it, but a large piece of their cap space is going to get eaten up by him. But they know they need more offensive depth, and you know, they're set up really well for the future on defense. My goodness, getting Bowen Byram in the draft to go with Cale Makar and Samuel Girard—that's pretty good. And there's been lots of speculation about Tyson Barrie, whether he's going to get traded or not get traded. I think Joe Sakic, I don't want to say he's ambivalent. If he got the right offer, I think he would move Barrie because he's a year away from unrestricted free agency. But because they are in a mode where if they can get Panarin signed and they can get a bunch of guys and make some moves, they could well hold on to Barrie and say, you know what, we want to be a really good team this year. We want to make the playoffs. We want to contend. And we're a better team with Barrie in our lineup than not. And whatever we get for him will probably be future considerations. And we're a little less concerned about our future right now, more concerned with the present. So if we have to keep him, and either if the year goes wrong, trade him at the deadline, or if the year goes well, keep him and let him go to free agency, let's do it. But let's have a good year here. Let's take a step. And I think that's kind of the mode that Joe Sakic and the Avs are in right now.
With Bob McKenzie, our Hockey Insider. So coming out of the draft, the Habs, we saw Craig Button. He kind of ranked all of the systems throughout Canada, but I also believe he was including the rest of the league in some of his analysis, and he believes that Montreal's got the best prospect pool going, the most balanced prospect pool going. And they're in kind of an interesting spot because they had a very good year last year. They missed, but they just missed. You got Carey Price locked in. Shea Weber's going to be healthy all year. Domi had a real breakout season for them. What's your read on Montreal? Because they got a lot of cap room, and now they got a really solid system. You know, how active would you expect the Habs to be?
It's a solid system, a really solid system, and in large part because they've started a rebuild. They, you know, in the last 2-3 years, they started offloading assets for draft picks, and I think they had some ridiculously high number of second round picks last year, and they seemed to pick very wisely, and they created a real depth of talent with those guys, and obviously they got Ryan Poehling in the first round, and you know, he kind of set the world on fire. He plays one game at the end of the season last year, he gets a hat trick. How ridiculous is that? Talk about setting the bar a little high for
yourself. No kidding.
In the first game, he's on pace for 240 goals his first year in the league. But you know, and then they got Suzuki as part of the Pacioretty deal, and he's a good prospect. He was lights out in the playoffs, but none of these guys necessarily are going to be impact guys right away. They might, but there's not even any 100% guarantee that they make the team out of camp. They would love that they would, but they might need some time in Laval. You don't know. And they had another year where they had a ton of draft picks this year, and they obviously got the best goal scorer in the draft in Cole Caulfield, but I don't think he's ready. So the two things are a little bit separate in terms of all that cap space and what they're going to do with it. And in the past, you know, like last year, they had, you know, I think $6-7 million in dead cap space that they never used. And a lot of fans kind of got a little anxious about that, saying, come on, like, you know, if you've got cap space, use it. But they thought it might be a one-off, and they didn't want to get locked into somebody long term and then have to get jammed up because you carry Price money kicking in now. And but they do have cap room, and I'll be curious to see whether Mark Bergevin's going to sort of get outside the comfort zone. And again, if you look at the free agents that are out there, I'm not sure, you know, they're not going to get Panarin or Bobrovsky, and, you know, some people think they should go for Matt Duchene, and maybe they will, but, you know, I think Duchene has probably other destinations that might be more interesting to him. I don't know that for a fact, but I'm just surmising that. So it'll be curious to see how they utilize it, how much of it they utilize, and how aggressive they are or they aren't. Because, you know, it'd be real easy for Mark Bergevin to say, hey, we're sticking to the plan, even though you have Price and Weber. But they've got to get better on the blue line. There's no question about that.
Well, in full circle where the Maple Leafs are at, you know, there's so much focus on Marner, but with this defense core, the way it's currently built,
mm-hmm.
it's just not going to work. I mean,
I think they're aware of that.
Yeah, but you know, what can they do here?
Well, trade. There's no quick fixes on the free agent market for the Toronto Maple Leafs. I mentioned on Leafs Lunch the other day, you know, a guy like Anton Strålman would be the type of defenseman that they'd pick up in a heartbeat. But because he's an unrestricted free agent, he's going to get way more years, way more money, and probably way more protection, i.e. no move clauses, than the Toronto Maple Leafs or a lot of teams are going to be able to give him. So that's not really an option. So it becomes an issue where you start looking for trade possibilities. And you've got Connor Brown, who you can trade, and you've got Zaitsev, who you potentially could trade. But, I mean, understand one thing about the Zaitsev thing. He asked for a trade. The Leafs said, we'll see what we can do.
Somebody's got to want him.
Well, yeah, and on top of that, even if somebody did want him and they want to do a soft deal, the Leafs don't have to trade him. The Leafs can say to him, well, we understand you had personal reasons why you don't want to play here. Well, guess what? We didn't find a suitable trade for you, and you were a top-four defenseman, and Mike Babcock will play you anywhere from 18 to 22 minutes a game, and buckle up because you're back in. And that's that. For now or for the foreseeable future until we sort things out. And they're obviously going to continue to look at their options. But, you know, and again, you know, the Kapanen and Johnson deals are effectively done. They are. They're agreed to, and they're not contingent on Marner getting done or anything else. They're, at some point here, the Leafs will fully execute them, put them to paper, sign them off, and that'll be that. But, you know, they don't have no trade protection. They don't have no move clauses. And so all of those things are still very much in play if something should come along that makes a lot of sense.
Well, it's going to be a fun week. At some point, we're going to get more answers. We'll see where it goes. Thank you for this, Bob. Always appreciate it.
Excellent, boys. Have a good one.
Bob McKenzie, your Hockey Insider.